WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz on the House floor.
It is going to be difficult for my Republican friends to keep calling President Biden feeble while he continues to take Speaker McCarthy's lunch money in every negotiation.
Gaetz has threatened to call for a vote to remove McCarthy as Speaker after McCarthy worked with Democrats on a short-term spending bill to avoid a government shutdown. Former President Trump is in a Manhattan courtroom for the penalty phase of a civil lawsuit.
This is a continuation of the single greatest witch hunt of all time.
The New York Attorney General claims Trump and his family overvalued their real estate empire. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says thousands of jobs across the state are being reserved for migrants.
25% are in hospitality, 21% are in health or social services, 10% are manufacturing, 5% retail, and 5% construction.
They must first secure work visas. This is ABC News. For the first time since the pandemic, federal student loan payments are due again, affecting 28 million borrowers.
For most borrowers, your balance should be about the same as when the pause started. And that's because until last month, interest rates were frozen at 0%. If you are looking for relief, there is a one-year grace period where if you miss a payment, you will not be held delinquent. But, and this is important, interest will still keep adding up during that time at the rate that you locked in before the pause. So you want to try to make a payment now if you can.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. At least 10 people killed in northern Mexico after the roof of a Catholic church collapsed. ABC's Connor Finnegan is in Mexico City.
Rescue crews have been digging through the rubble in Ciudad Madero, searching for survivors. Approximately 100 people were inside the Church of the Holy Cross, celebrating the Catholic Mass when the roof collapsed. Authorities say it was likely a structural failure. Connor Finnegan, ABC News, Mexico City.
Alex Pache, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
The Brown County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help to find a missing boy. WBAY-TV says 14-year-old Miguel Jose Medina left his home in Howard voluntarily. Authorities say he is about 5 feet 5 inches tall and approximately 145 pounds. Miguel has black hair and brown eyes and is of Hispanic descent. If you have any helpful information, please contact the Brown County Sheriff's Office. A man is in custody in Fond du Lac for animal cruelty. Fond du Lac police say they found out about the alleged crime through witness statements and social media that a 38-year-old man was punching and kicking his dog while walking it. Police say another dog walker saw the man mistreating his dog, took pictures, and posted them on social media. The incident occurred around 2 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. Fond du Lac police say he is being held on multiple charges. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It is Monday, October 2nd, 2023. Glad to be with you on a Monday. Back to work, back to school. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Appreciate him back from the North Woods. And we have a brand new week here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you had a great weekend. Before I forget to kick off the show right away the first this week, I'm not sure if we properly said this on Friday, but a hearty congratulations to our co-worker, our colleague, our friend, Kristen Bry, and her wonderful husband, Mike, on giving birth to their first child. They named her, well, her nickname is Frankie. I believe her full first name is Frances.
Yes.
But Frankie is what they're going to give her as a nickname. Beautiful child. Have seen pictures. She looks absolutely amazing. And it was on As Goes Wisconsin with Aunt Jane this morning and also Uncle Greg Bach. And it was fantastic. So we're all very, very happy and send our best wishes to Kristen and Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was listening on Friday. I may not have been here, but I was listening. You did congratulate her, but doesn't hurt congratulating her again.
The weekend's been a blur. I got here today and I'm like, did we actually thank or say hello to Kristen properly? So wanted to start off the show that way. Busy weekend. I was back in the RC, did the show in Richland Center on Friday. Was a great time to have by all. And then for those of you who listened last week, the big question was, would Todd, in fact, go to his 35th high school class reunion? And the answer, as it turned out, was yes.
I did.
I stuck around. It was fantastic. A good time, as I said, was had by all. Great to see a lot of great people, have a couple of drinks, share some stories. So, yeah, it was fantastic. So.
Definitely, it's the kind of thing that has the possibility of either being fantastic or just kind of like, yeah, I went. It was right. Fine. I saw some people, said hello. How are you doing? Good. All right, cool.
Yeah, but it was great. Everybody was wonderful and friendly. And again, great to see the class of, I hate to say it, 1988. 35 years, Mr. Zommers.
Yeah.
It goes by like that. So
enjoy your youth.
Enjoy your youth. So a shout out to the class of 88 and all those wonderful people back in Richland Center this weekend. And then I stuck around as well on Saturday night. And then yesterday woke up and headed on down just south Richland Center to Sextonville and met our colleague and friend Phil Nee, the station manager at WRCE in Richland Center. And we headed on down to Milwaukee and watch the final Brewers regular season game against the Chicago Cubs. Brewers won 4-0. Great game. Beautiful day. I mean, boy, we sat by the time the first pitch, we were kind of in the shade and a little breeze there. The dome was open. Great game. And, of course, our colleague and friend Nate Wakeyhout, news guy and producer, was also there as well as some of our fine sponsors on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah, awesome. And I heard that the Saturday game was also a lot of fun. Some of my friends went to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They did. I didn't give them tickets. This isn't like nepotism. They bought tickets for the game.
Mr. Zahmer is the caretaker of the tickets while Lukster is gone.
I appropriated them appropriately.
There was no quid pro quo. Nothing like that. All right, very good. And you, the big question everybody wants to know, you've been bear hunting. Did you, in fact, harvest a bear? Oh, no. I'm sorry. I think it was just too warm. I think that actually is what it was. Yeah. The bears aren't moving because they're just laying around. I can't blame them. They're happy. They're just trying to stay cool, you understand?
Maybe they're splooting.
That is exactly what the bears in northern Wisconsin are doing. They're splooting. In case you weren't with us a few months ago, we had this story where squirrels, they lay on their stomachs with their arms and feet out, and it's called splooting. And I think that's what the bears were doing.
I think so.
I'm sorry. Did you see any?
Nope.
But I had to be a beautiful weekend in northern Wisconsin.
It was. And for me, the main reason that I go hunting is just to spend time with my family and be outside. And right. This was no different. Got to see my dad a lot more these past few weekends than I have in the last like 2 years.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Well, good for you. Glad you had some time off on Friday. Well deserved. We are back at it today. Going to come back and got several things on the cooker here. Of course, over the weekend, the House of Representatives out in Washington, D.C. somehow managed to cobble together, only because Democrats helped them, the Republicans were able to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government running for at least 45 more days. However, Derek Van Orten, Congressman Republican from the 3rd Congressional District in Western Wisconsin, put out a video over the weekend as the vote was happening, blaming Democrats for holding everything up. It was kind of unbelievable, actually. We're going to play what?
It's just like the Marjorie Taylor Greene thing where they start talking about how many people that she's going to personally deprive of their paychecks. And then they're like, or she interrupts like, Democrats are the party of shutdowns. And we're like, I'm not done talking.
Right, exactly.
And you provided no examples of that.
We're going to play this cut from Derek Van Orten when we come back. You can judge for yourself and we'll give you the facts of what actually happened over the weekend and how this got done. It happened without funding for Ukraine. We'll check in with a tweet from Liz Cheney that's timely. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas is fond of saying. Because as it turns out, appeasement doesn't work out so well. We'll look back in history and find out how that works. Governor Newsom in California has appointed a new U.S. senator to replace Dianne Feinstein. What do you think of that? Take your calls as well. And a new Trump judgment is out today. All that and more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Oliver Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 85.
Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 61. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 84. Temps a bit above average. Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the upper 60s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 85.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Monday, October 2nd, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. October already, Mr. Zommers. Can you believe that? Into October.
Yeah, it's time flies, as you said earlier.
Yes, it certainly does. Glad to have you along with us. Here's what happened over the weekend. In case you were perhaps in an orchard, I stopped up at the orchard at Mom up at a beautiful Oakwood Fruit Farm in Richland County. Great place if you ever get out that way. Oakwood Fruit Farm, I'll say for my money, the best caramel apples money could buy.
I've never had a caramel apple.
Really?
Because really? When I was little, my mom was like, yeah, no. And so we just had apples and caramel, but not, you know, a caramel apple. And then by the time I was old enough that she was like, sure, you can try one. Just kidding. You have braces now. You most definitely cannot try one.
Yeah, braces would not be fun.
And then as I got older, got my braces removed. I just never really looked into it again. Like, I don't know.
Well, we'll bring you one from Oakwood. It will change your life.
Okay.
And the Surgeon General said that it's a healthy snack.
I don't think I believe that.
Because there's apple involved. Anything that has apples in it is, by order of the Surgeon General, a healthy snack.
Oh, and also we got a comment on Facebook from Bev from Richland Center.
Yes.
I think the closed captioning just came up with all bull instead of all ba. Hmm.
Is that a fact? Well, some people might agree with that. Not all bull. Yeah. No, we want to get to truth. That's the point of this show is pursuing truth, right? So here's what happened over the weekend. Of course, we have been telling you, leading up to the weekend, it looked like the Republicans were going to drive the Congress off the cliff, so to speak, metaphorically speaking, the financial cliff, because the House Republicans were adamant, particularly the Freedom Caucus, essentially the right-wing Trumper caucus, said that they were not going to agree to any resolution that A, involved funding for Ukraine, or B, that included reliance on House Democrats to pass it. Matt Gaetz, the goofiest of them all, in a goofy lot, said that if Democrats were used to pass the continuing resolution to keep government funded, to keep government going, that he would call for a vote on Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House of Representatives. Well, he tried, and Mitch McConnell, by the way, the Republican leader in the Senate, got Republicans to go with Democrats, and they passed a couple of different continuing resolutions that included some money for Ukraine. Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader, worked together, got 77 U.S. senators to go along to vote on a continuing resolution, and the Republicans in the House said, nope, not going to do it. So at the last minute on Saturday morning, Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, Republican, decided to cross over and ask Hakeem Jeffrey, the leader of the Democrats, well, hey, if we could get this to at least keep government going, would you give us some votes? And the Democrats said, look, we want to keep government going. Yeah, this is what it takes. So it was, I want to be clear on this, that if it were left up to Republicans alone, federal government would be shut down today. Military would not be getting paid. Border security at the borders would be much less. TSA agents would have been calling out sick.
The mail.
Thank you, Mr. Zommers. If left to Republicans alone, that would be what we're living with today.
But are you saying that collaboration and compromise can be successful?
Well, yes.
Or at least successful enough?
The short answer is yes, but I don't want to make this out that Kevin McCarthy was some kind of a hero here, right?
Oh, no, definitely
his,
not.
His caucus couldn't do the job. They're the majority caucus. And so they relied on Democrats, and Democrats could have also been belligerent and said, look, unless this includes funding for Ukraine, we're not going to go along. But in the best interest of Americans and to keep the country going, Democrats said, we'll work with you. And so they passed a continuing resolution for 45 days, which means it kind of gives them a 45-day window or cushion where everything remains funded to help them figure out a long-term success. So it was Democrats who allowed the country to keep going. That is an indisputable fact. But yet, as the vote was going on, Derek Van Orten, Republican congressman from Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district, goes just south of Amory to Eau Claire, and then down along the Mississippi River, kind of scoots out, is gerrymandered, kind of goes over and picks up some of Stevens Point area, and then comes back into, you know, by Toma, La Crosse, goes down Richland Center, down to Platteville and the Illinois border. That's the area of the state that Derek Van Orten represents. And he took to his Twitter account, his staff, I presume, recorded this, and I want to play it. I'm not going to chop it up. I'm going to give it to you in your entirety, in its entirety, because I don't want to misrepresent Derek Van Orten. We're going to give this to you, and then we're going to come back. We're going to break it down, take your phone calls as well. So feel free to call in 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. This is Republican Congressman Derek Van Orten on the steps of the U.S. Capitol over the weekend.
Everybody, right up here on the House floor right now, Mr. Hakeem Jeffries, who is the leader of the Democratic Caucus in Congress, is slow rolling a vote on a bill that will fund our government. It'll pay our troops, pay our Border Patrol agents, and help our national security. So there is no other reason for the Democratic Party right now to not be voting on this bill other than the fact that they want the borders open and they don't care about funding the military. That's a very harsh thing to say, but that's what's taking place right now in real time.
That is not what was taking place at all, as it turns out.
That is precisely the opposite of what was taking place, in fact.
And this is my point. And this is, I mean, buckle up your seatbelts, folks, your political seatbelts, because this is what we are in store for the next year, as we lead up to the 2024 election here in Wisconsin. Derek Van Orten, and look, I will give him this. He's slick. All right, he's slick. He's got the congressional quote-unquote uniform on. He's got the tie and the white shirt, and I think he had a red tie. Yep, red tie, red, white, and blue tie, white shirt, navy blue jacket. I mean, he looks like a congressman. Got the glasses, takes them off. And loves to tell people he's a, you know, used to be a SEAL, military. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. I have the utmost respect for anyone who served in the military. But serving in the military does not give you carte blanche to do whatever you want. And certainly doesn't mean you're an honest person just because you once served in it. And this guy comes back to Wisconsin and he goes to Quick Trips, and he has a golden retriever and literally puts a flag behind him, American flag. And he pawns himself off back home as this nice military veteran who's just watching out for you. And listen to the tone that he had. You know, I hate to say this. I hate to say this. And then he spews forth a direct lie. Here's what happened. The Republicans couldn't get their crap together, and so they hurried this final resolution together without any funding for Ukraine. And they put it on the floor with 2 hours to review, I believe it was a 70 or 80 page document. And remember, in Congress, what oftentimes happens is little things get they call it an earmark it, mark, call it pork, whatever. Things get put into a bill at the last second that do wacky things. Jane Matinier this morning on As Goes Wisconsin pointed out that one of those things was Congress tried to slip in, get this, a pay raise for themselves in this bill. Continuing resolution. So Democrats said, you know, we'd like to have a little time here to read this before we vote on it. But Republicans, who control the time clock because they control the majority, said, nope, not going to happen. And so Derek Van Orten makes this video saying that Democrats were slow rolling or delaying this vote or somehow trying to say that, you know, weren't going to vote for it. Here's the facts. The vote to pass the continuing resolution was 335 members voting yes, 91 members voting no. Of the 91 members voting no, 90 were Republicans, one was a Democrat. And the one Democrat who voted no was a member of the Ukrainian caucus that really supports Ukraine and said, I'm doing this as a protest because we're not going to give any money to Ukraine in this bill. Seven members did not vote. They abstained. 90 Republicans voted against this bill, the continuing resolution, one Democrat. So Derek Van Orten, don't tell me, or don't tell the Wisconsinites, don't tell your constituents, that it's Democrats trying to hold things up, when if it wasn't for Democrats, this bill, this continuing resolution, would have never passed at all. And we would have sat here today with a government shutdown. And remember, it was Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, who called out on the Senate floor saying that if Republicans don't vote for this, then you are voting to defund border security. Not my words, Mitch McConnell. This is who Derek Van Orten is. He's slick, folks. He is a snake oil salesman slick. He was at the January 6th insurrection, had put his own picture on Facebook, bragged about it. He has gone in his district to Prairie du Chien and verbally assaulted a teenager working in the library because he saw books about gay people. And then he went and verbally assaulted Senate pages, high school, teenage Senate pages, because they were laying on the ground taking pictures of the rotunda on their last day in the Capitol, something that people do all the time. And of course, by his own admission, he had been drinking beforehand in his office with constituents. And they're not going to release the video now, apparently, of this happening. But he admits he did it. He doesn't dispute the fact that he did it. This is an insurrectionist, a guy who lies, who verbally assaults teenagers on repeated occasions, has an anger problem, and now goes on camera and lies about what happens on a vote on the House floor. What do you think about this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. And we'll come back and talk about the guy, the Democrat who pulled the fire alarm to, and I got thoughts on that. I mean, the guy is just a bozo. You got one bozo there but to say that now Republicans are saying, we'll expel this guy for pulling a fire alarm. But George Santos, he's absolutely fine. Come back, talk about all this. We see you on the lines. As Matt Flynn says, if you're holding, don't go anywhere. You'll be the first one up when we come back. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Ready Network.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Alex Preche. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz on the House floor.
It is going to be difficult for my Republican friends to keep calling President Biden feeble while he continues to take Speaker McCarthy's lunch money in every negotiation.
Gaetz has threatened to call for a vote to remove McCarthy as Speaker after McCarthy worked with Democrats on a short-term spending bill to avoid a government shutdown. Former President Trump is in a Manhattan courtroom for the penalty phase of a civil lawsuit.
This is a continuation of the single greatest witch hunt of all time.
The New York Attorney General claims Trump and his family overvalued their real estate empire. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says thousands of jobs across the state are being reserved for migrants.
25% are in hospitality, 21% are in health or social services, 10% are manufacturing, 5% retail, and 5% construction.
They must first secure work visas. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Two people are in the hospital after a plane crash in Waupaca. The Waupaca Police Department says they were called around 2:30 p.m. Sunday, October 1st, to the Waupaca County Municipal Airport, where the single-engine plane went down. Authorities say the pilot and sole passenger suffered serious injuries. There will be an investigation. Police say two bomb threats against Pulaski High School within 5 days came from outside the country. Pulaski Police Chief Kurt Kitzman says the threats took advantage of controversial social media content across the nation. He did not elaborate on that statement, but did say the threats were investigated by his department with the help of the Brown County Sheriff's Office and the FBI. The Pulaski School District said they are working on an action plan with the help of law enforcement and other school districts who have experienced similar threats.
Pichwaba for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Village Grill in Green Bay reminds you that the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who've lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those serving today. This from the Village Grill in Green Bay. For great food in a hometown atmosphere, stop in or call 920-336-9901. We live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, simply download it at your app store on either iPhone or Android. Also join us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all the things out there. Twix, as Craig Ferguson calls it. Not Twitter, not X, but Twix. Still like that. Mr. Zahmer is along with myself. Happy to have you all with us on a Monday, October 2nd, talking about Derek Van Orten. Over the weekend, Republican congressman from the 3rd District of Wisconsin putting out a video on social media over the weekend accusing Democrats of being the one to hold up the continuing resolution and the funding of Border Patrol and these sorts of things, which is a blatant lie. Because it took Republicans to cross over and work with Democrats to actually have enough votes to pass a continuing resolution. And the final vote was 335 yeses, 91 noes, and 7 abstentions. of the 91 no's, 90, 9-0, were Republican. One was Democratic. And that was a person from the Ukrainian caucus who supports funding for Ukraine because this continuing resolution had no money for Ukraine. And the big winner, as we pointed out this morning on As Goes in Wisconsin with Jane and Greg, the big winner this weekend was Vladimir Putin, because he clearly sees that the Republicans in this country have no interest, at least the majority of them, the leadership, have no interest in supporting Ukraine. What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark from the SAC. Mark, appreciate you holding through the break. What say you?
Well, the soil over Ronald Reagan's grave must have turned to glass because he's been spinning so fast that the sand has just you know, vitrified and turned to glass, because that he'd be horrified at this, the appeasement to basically a resurgent Soviet Union under Vladimir Putin. Mm-hmm. But it is just pretty disgusting that Van Orden is coming up with this stuff, and I've tried to, you know, hold some compassion in my heart for Van Orden, because he just lost a child recently, and that. But I mean, the guy is just that. There's no cure for being a Joffrey. I mean, that that's not the remark that Bronn actually made in the Game of Thrones. But there's no cure for being the monster that some of these Republicans are, because he's just out and out lying there. It was the Democrats holding things up, and for them to try to put a raise for themselves in this bill, which is a clear violation of the 27th Amendment. So there's there can be no increase in no law varying the compensation for the services of senators, representatives shall take effect until an election of representatives shall have intervened. Mm-hmm. So they shouldn't be trying to give themselves a raise in this case anyway. And people need to remember, the Democratic Party needs to come out, and honest Republicans need to come out and remind people that if this would have happened, that people's Social Security checks would have not got cut in October if this thing continued, or would not be cut. And they wanted to cut Social Security by 30%.
Right.
How many of these people that really rely on Social Security for both their sole source of income would be able to absorb a 30% cut, which these guys wanted to do? And the amount that we're giving to Ukraine is a peanuts compared to what possibly we could be paying if we really have to confront a resurgent Soviet Union, a resurgent Russia. Mm-hmm. In this particular case, my voice is breaking a little bit here, but I'm just really annoyed hearing what Van Orden pulled here.
Well, I
agree. He actually voted for the bill, I think.
Right, he did. The only two voting...
Tom Tiffany
and Scott Fitzgerald.
And they should both be held to account for that by the voters, and saying, these guys wanted you not to get your Social Security anymore.
I mean,
and just hammer them with that right between the eyes. I mean,
literally, Scott Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany voted to defund the border and take away pay from military families. That's what their vote was for.
And I mean, it's not just those people, the people that are relying on the federal paycheck. It's all the people that those people getting the federal paycheck go out and buy stuff from, that their income is going to be impacted by this. I mean, there's a whole chain reaction of things that would go on when this happens, and that it is just insane that these people. I mean, I don't know that these people are actually stupid, but they're just so dishonest that. But the same thing, you know, that traditionally that same thing can be said about Satan, is he's completely, he's very highly intelligent, but he's
slick,
completely evil, and slick. ready to do whatever he can to achieve his aims. And these people are ready to do whatever it takes to achieve their aims.
Yeah. Mark, I'm glad you brought up the point about Derek Van Orden, because we said this on Friday. I think you were listening. You were with us on Friday. Anybody who was not with us on Friday, I took a moment at the end of one of the segments to specifically say, look, I have been one of the people who has not mentioned Derek Van Orden, certainly have not gone after him politically in over a month and a half. And that is because, as Mark said he had a tragedy in his family where he had a daughter pass away of cancer. And I said, there's a time and a place for politics. And I felt it appropriate not to do politics about Derek Van Orten for a month and a half. Other people chose to do things differently, and that's up to them. But I said, I'm not going to talk about Derek Van Orten for a month and a half and give he and his family time to grieve. But over the last couple of weeks, Derek Van Orten has been himself putting things out like this, political. So I think we've given him the appropriate, I didn't want to say, you know, I haven't gone after him and then beat, now I'm going to go after him. So on Friday, I simply said, this is what we've done. My heart goes out to he and his family, condolences. And then I left it at that. And so now today we're coming back with actually talking about politics, as this show is supposed to be about. And as he himself, Mr. Van Orten, has moved on and decided to re-engage in politics. And once you re-engage, then everybody is fair game. But what Mark brings up as well, and I want to pick up on this for a second, Liz Cheney over the weekend, certainly not, you know, a wallflower liberal progressive. Liz Cheney says over the weekend in a tweet said, quote, members of the House and Senate who are voting to deny Ukraine assistance to on the 85th anniversary of Neville Chamberlain's 1938 Peace in Our Time speech should read some history. Appeasement didn't work then, and it won't work now. And what she's talking about is this speech by British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain. He returned home from Munich in 1938 and told the British people that his decision to let Hitler annex the Sudetenland from Czechoslovakia will create, quote, peace in our time, unquote. Germany and Russia started World War II less than a year later. But let's not even take it from Liz Cheney. Let's go back to Ronald Wilson Reagan. A great quote from Reagan. Quote, we in America have learned bitter lessons from two world wars. It is better to be here in Europe, ready to protect the peace, than to take blind shelter across the sea, rushing to respond only after freedom is lost. We've learned that isolationism never was and never will be an acceptable response to tyrannical governments with an expansionist intent. Tyrannical governments with an expansionist intent, unquote. That's from Reagan. It's not from a liberal, not from a Democrat, not from a rhino. And yet Republicans insisted this weekend on zero money to Ukraine. Mitt Romney has said that the 5% of the U.S. defense budget that is being put in Ukraine is a pittance. And there is more than enough money to protect the border and do all the things the military needs while still helping Ukraine. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What say you? Let's go to the phone lines to Stoughton and CJ in Stoughton, who is on hold. CJ, what say you?
Todd, thank you for taking my call. As you know, some of the hosts won't take my call, but I think because they can't refute facts. Right now, I'm going to state what I believe because I watched a lot of it on TV. I don't know what time of the day that Van Orten clip came from, because at one point early in the day, yes, the Democrats did hold it up and the fire alarm was pulled. So as far as Republicans and Ukraine funding, the Republicans want oversight of the money. As you well know, there's a lot of corruption there. And we'd like a little consideration as Republicans, someone to address our own borders on the southern 7 million illegal invasion that has happened. And the Biden administration is doing it for votes. We can't run at these deficits. That's what the Republicans and Matt Gaetz was promised. The Republicans have passed 70% of our funding, government funding. The Senate and Schumer are using it as a political ploy not to address it. And, you know, the mere fact that every man, woman, and child born today owes $100,000 to the federal government is at some point has to be addressed.
CJ, let me ask you,
what would you like to, what do you think we need to do with Social Security to save it? Because it's going to go into the red in a very soon time as far as our being able to address the issue in time.
I answer your question, then I have a question for you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, CJ, I want to ask you a question. I'll answer yours, but I want to ask you a question. Just hang on a second. To answer your question directly, I think that Joe Biden and McCarthy or whoever, I think they should do the same thing that Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill did in the 80s and sit down and create a blue panel commission, bipartisan, to try to work on actual, because I think people have paid into Social Security. I think they deserve it. I think that they should get what they paid in for. So I think you need a bipartisan coalition to save Social Security in its present form. There's my answer. I'm asking you, do you support Matt Gaetz? Do you think that Kevin McCarthy should be removed as the speaker?
No.
Okay.
But
he was
made a promise. He was made a promise during debt ceiling negotiations that every one of these appropriations, the 12 appropriations, and the Republicans have passed for Senate, sent them to the Senate. And that covers 70% of our government, including the Border Patrol and our military and our veterans.
Do you think that Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald, both Republicans in Wisconsin, should be held accountable for voting against funding border security in this continuing resolution?
No, they were promised to have these issues addressed too.
But they voted against funding for the Border Patrol on the final vote.
They did.
They were one of the 90 Republicans that voted against it. But you're trying to say that Democrats opposed funding for Border Patrol, and the final resolution funded Border Patrol security, and Fitzgerald and Tiffany voted against it. So I think they got to be held accountable, CJ, if we're going to be consistent. And I'll throw you a bone on this. I agree with you. The bonehead Democrat that pulled the fire alarm should be censored, and he's a goofball. So there, we found some agreement. But thanks, CJ. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Jesse in Madison. Jesse, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi. Gosh, I really appreciate you taking my call, and I appreciate your intent to be patient with CJ. I think one of the reasons that other hosts won't take his calls is because he's not looking to debate in good faith and have a free exchange of ideas. He's kind of like your conspiracy theory racist uncle at the Thanksgiving table.
All right, Jesse, hang on.
He's looking to just disrupt the conversation.
Jesse, hang on a second, Jesse. We're up against a break here, Jesse. I don't want to make this personal. Let's not focus on personalities that call in. Let's focus on issues, and we'll do that. So, Jesse, hang on. We'll take your call out for this. Gene, stay on the line as well. This is the Todd Allball Show. More to come on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
We've all felt left out.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 85. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 61. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 84. Temps a bit above average. Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the upper 60s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 86.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and around the world on the Civic Media app. It is Monday, October 2nd, 10 now before the hour of 2 o'clock. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Happy to have you along discussing this video put out on social media by Congressman Derek Van Orten, Republican of the 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin, by his press office. Someone wanted to know when it came out. It came out on Saturday at 1:17 p.m. is when it was posted by Van Orten's press office, accusing Democrats of being the one to hold up funding for the border and this sort of thing. Simply patently false. Because the final vote on passing the continuing resolution was 335 yeses, 91 noes. Of the 91 noes, 90 were Republican, one was Democratic. And that was a congressman who is part of the Ukrainian caucus who opposed no funding in the continuing resolution. If it hadn't been for Democrats, the federal government would be shut down today. Van Orten's comments were simply disingenuous at best, a lie at worst. Had to go against a break there and cut Jesse off. I apologize for that. Let's go back to the phone lines. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Jesse, sorry about that. The time clock will cut me off if I don't honor it. So we had no choice but to go to break. I appreciate it. And again, you know, I appreciate the fact that you're disturbed by other callers, but I try not to make it personal. I get it. I'm more interested in what your thoughts are on Van Orten and what happened in Congress this weekend.
Sure, I appreciate that. I just want to see the discussion elevated. So I do appreciate the irony that the Ukrainian funding was cut from this particular budget continuing resolution on the anniversary of Neville Chamberlain's speech. However, I just want to say I think Chamberlain gets a bad rap when we gloss over that because I think it's pretty well documented. He was really buying time because he knew Britain didn't have a military that would even come close to going up against Germany. So it was really a stalling tactic. That being said, we're not in any such situation right now. And there's no reason every day that we delay giving Ukraine what they need to defend their own homeland is a day that more Ukrainian soldiers die. And it's really disgusting.
Agreed. Totally agree. I appreciate the call, Jesse. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate you calling in and give us your viewpoint. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Up to beautiful Eau Claire, Jean in Eau Claire. Thanks for holding. What say you?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. Great show as usual. You know, I just have to make one comment. It's not going to be personal. If they're spewing it, they are doing it. And that's what the Republicans are. You know, it just amazes me, you know, all of the BS of what they're doing to waste time instead of really actually working on the budget. Because I just have to bring this up. And if people haven't seen it, just look at AOC. They were having this, you know, fraudulent impeachment inquiry, and she asked a real simple question to all of the Republican witnesses, you know, because when you impeach or, you know, investigate to impeach, you have to have evidence. And so they had these three witnesses up there, and she got there, and she said, do you have any first-hand witness accountability or, you know, account of any crimes committed by Joe Biden? No, I don't. Next witness, same question. No, I don't. Third Republican witness, no, I don't. One minority witness, well, no. And then they went through. In every impeachment hearing or trial, they've voted in the House before they began. And they did it for Clinton, they did it for Trump, and they did not do it for Biden. I mean, you know, if they want to talk about Dems doing things just for political purposes,
right.
Give me a break. I mean, you have, you know, you have accounts of people who have been injured. Well, hey, you were working during a shutdown in office, and you knew, and there's other people too, and military people and border people. I mean, this is not fake. This is real.
Right.
And those people really have no business sitting in those seats. They're the most important seats in our country. And these frauds are making everyday choices that impact everybody's everyday life. So I'm impassioned on this. I cannot believe it. I've been watching live and I just get sick to my stomach. If people would watch the people that they are sticking up for, oh, these Republicans are so great and all these things are happening, they need to watch them. They need to pay attention live because these people are telling you one thing and doing something totally different, and it's really alarming.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, and thank you so much for all you do.
Appreciate you, Gene. Claire, appreciate you calling in. If you'd like to join the conversation, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Want to go to a couple of texts here. On the text line, you can text us on the Civic Media app. This is a caller from WAUK in Waukesha. Says, like Republicans give themselves a raise is unconstitutional. Agree with that. Republicans, another caller here from WAUK in Waukesha. Republicans with two huge tax cuts for socialism for the rich in trillions, blowing the hole in the budget and reducing revenues, unquote. Here's Mark from the SAC texting in on WMDX here in Madison. Matt Gaetz to escape the quote-unquote noose in his trafficking charge. Talking about the some of the sex trafficking charges allegedly against him. Have to add in allegedly to keep us legally safe. Also collects Social Security taxes up to the last $1 million at least to remove the Reagan tax cuts, including Social Security income being taxable. And then it goes on a little bit from there. I want to just mention this because I think a lot of people, I'm not going to read all the texts here regarding a certain caller. And I appreciate everybody who calls. That to me is how we keep our society moving forward. And I go back to this quote from the television program, Ted Lasso. And his quote, I guess it was a Walt Whitman quote, of be curious, not judgmental. I'm truly curious. I'm a curious person. And I think that a lot of people who may listen, who are of more the mindset that I am, or maybe even left of me, because I'm not a member of the Democratic Party, not a member of the Republicans anymore. I'm an independent. And we have to keep moving the dialogue forward. I have to be curious. Got to be curious with each other. And that means sometimes listening to opposing viewpoints as long as we're respectful to each other. I'm not going to elevate someone. You know, some people like to use this platform, I guess, as entertainment. And that's fine. They can do whatever they want. I like to use it to actually find the truth and elevate the conversation so we can understand our friends and neighbors so that we might find a commonality, which I believe the more I travel Wisconsin, the more I'm out amongst real people, we have a lot more alike that we believe in that is different. And if we listen to each other respectively and talk about it, we're going to move our state and our country forward. More calls on the other side. There is a brand new senator in the U.S. Senate from California. We'll discuss that announcement. What do you think about that? 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show after this.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green.